This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The Cabinet has given nod to providing health coverage to all senior citizens above 70 years of age, irrespective of income, under Ayushman Bharat PM Jan Arogya Yojana. Briefing the media after the Cabinet meeting last evening in Delhi, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the senior citizens will get the facility of free of treatment up to 5 lakh rupees. Senior citizens of the age 70 years and above who are already availing benefits of other public health insurance schemes such as Central Government Health Scheme, Ex-Servicemen Contributory Health Scheme, Ayushman Central Armed Police Force may either choose the existing scheme or opt for ABPMJ. The senior citizens who are under private health insurance policies or employees state insurance scheme will also be eligible to avail benefits under ABPMJ. The Cabinet also approved PM Electric Drive Revolution in Innovative Vehicle Enhancement PME Drive Scheme with an outlay of 10,900 crore rupees over a period of 2 years. Meanwhile, government has also approved outlay of 12,461 crore rupees for 31,350 megawatt hydropower projects. Mission Mausam was also approved to create a more weather-ready and climate-smart Bharat with an outlay of 2,000 crore rupees over 2 years. It is envisaged to be a multifaceted and transformative initiative to tremendously boost India's weather and climate-related science, research and services. The Union Cabinet gave its approval to the PM E-Bus Seva Payment Security Mechanism Scheme for procurement and operation of e-buses by public transport authorities with an outlay of around 3,435 crore rupees. Addressing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that this scheme will support deployment of more than 38,000 electric buses from financial year 2024-25 to 2028-29. He added that the scheme addresses the concern of ensuring timely payments to operators through a dedicated fund and will support the operation of e-buses for a period of up to 12 years from the date of deployment. PM Modi has expressed confidence that India is going to play a major role in driving the global semiconductor industry. The PM was speaking after inaugurating Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida yesterday. He said the government is focusing on increasing the number of chip production in the country to equip every device with Indian-made chips. The PM said that government has taken many steps to advance semiconductor manufacturing in the country, including support for setting up semiconductor manufacturing facilities. In another event, the PM emphasized that climate change and energy transitions are global concerns and international partnership is critical for promoting the impact of green hydrogen on decarbonization. Addressing the International Conference on Green Hydrogen virtually yesterday, the PM said that green hydrogen can help in decarbonizing industries that are difficult to electrify. The Press Information Bureau, PIB's fact-checked unit, has warned against a scam that gathers personal information in the guise of providing employment. The fact-check unit said that under the scam, a fake Kaushal Bharat Kushal Bharat Yojana website asks people to provide their personal information by filing an application. The government has cautioned people from sharing personal information on such unknown websites. The official website of the government regarding Skill India scheme is kaushalbharat.gov.in. In West Bank, at least 5 persons were killed in airstrikes in the city of Tubas yesterday as Israeli security forces continued an extended operation that the military said targeted Iranian-backed terrorist groups. The Palestinian Emergency Service said rescue crews recovered 5 bodies at the site and had transferred them to hospital. The Israeli military confirmed the strike, which it said had hit an armed terrorist group. Local media reports said the entrances and exits from Tubas were sealed off and Israeli military vehicles, including road diggers and armored personnel carriers, were moving through the city close to the border with Jordan at the northern end of the West Bank. The 5th meeting of the India-Philippines Joint Defense Cooperation Committee was held in Manila yesterday. The meeting was co-chaired by Defense Secretary Giridhar Armane and his counterpart Senior Undersecretary, Ministry of National Defense of Philippines, Irineo Cruz Espino. The Ministry of Defense in a statement said that during the meeting, both sides exchanged wide-ranging discussions on bilateral issues. The co-chairs reviewed the outcomes of third service-to-service interactions held on Tuesday and expressed happiness at the overall enhancement in bilateral defense cooperation across all sectors. And that is the end of this news bulletin.